The word tanpovi actually is a Tewa word. Tan, T-H-A-N, actually translates to sun. Povi, P-O-V-I, actually translates to flower.
That's Elmer Torres. He's the owner of Tanpovi Gallery, a recent award winner, and we're going to be talking to him today on the latest edition of Los Alamos Community Connections podcast. Join us.
Welcome to the first edition of the 2014 Los Alamos National Laboratory Community Connections Podcast. My name is Kurt Steinhaus. Here at the Community Programs Office, we are committed to building a thriving economy, a world-class education system, and a high quality of life in northern New Mexico. We are thrilled to be able to bring you a full year of programming in 2014. Our topics all center on one of three focus areas: education, economic development, and community giving. We rotate our focus areas and invite guests from the community to join us in our broadcasts. Let's talk about economic development. Los Alamos National Security, the company that manages the lab, has made annual strategic investments in high growth companies in our area with venture capital, business assistance, and technology transfer. Since 2006, we have seen the number of salaries, jobs, and leveraged financing grow, creating a more robust economy and building our workforce. Economic development with our regional partners has two parts. The first is in the area of procurement, specifically how a contractor can provide a service for the laboratory or how a vendor might provide a product. The second part is what we are going to talk about today, how we work together to grow and support small businesses. You may have heard about our Venture Acceleration Fund, what we refer to as the VAF program. However, many may not have heard about our Native American Venture Acceleration Fund program. We launched that with our key partner, the Regional Development Corporation, 2 years ago. This program is specifically for tribally held businesses in northern New Mexico. The first year of the program, we were thrilled to be able to award $60,000 to six recipients. Again, this year, Los Alamos National Security invested an additional $60,000 for six local Native American businesses. The laboratory believes it is important to support the Native American entrepreneurs among us. We share communities throughout New Mexico, and when we boost entrepreneurs in focused segments such as this, we are injecting new energy into the overall economy. Northern New Mexico is home to the following pueblos: Nambe, Okeawinge, Pickery, Santa Clara, Pewaukee, Taos, San Ildefonso, Tasuki, Cochiti, and Jemez. To be eligible for a Native American VAF award, applicants must be from one of these pueblos and have a business located in the counties of Sandoval, Santa Fe, Los Alamos, San Miguel, Mora, Rio Riba, and Taos. We are fortunate today to have a two-time winner from the Native American VAF with us, Elmer Torres from San Ildefonso Pueblo. Elmer, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Kurt.
Elmer Torres is the owner of Tanpovi Gallery in nearby Pewaukee. He and his wife, Deborah, launched this fine art gallery 3 years ago. The gallery represents only the finest selection of Native American art, including contemporary jewelry, pottery, painting, sculpture, and traditional handicrafts like drums, baskets, rugs, and moccasins. In fact, something in the gallery is made personally by Elmer, and that's his special rattles. What makes Tanpovi Gallery unique is that it is Native American owned and operated. Our proximity to Santa Fe means that there are lots of galleries selling Native American art, but none have the insider's perspective like Tanpovi can offer. Elmer has proven success in educating tourists and locals alike in the rich traditions and culture that inform Native art. Elected travel governor, 39 years at the lab, a local entrepreneur and a small business owner, It's quite an honor to have you here today, Elmer. I noticed the unique name of your store, Tan Povi, T-H-A-N, and then Povi, P-O-V-I. What does that mean?
The word Tan Povi actually is a Tewa word. Tan, T-H-A-N, actually translates to sun. Povi, P-O-V-I, actually translates to flower. Tan Povi. And the name that we came out with that was, we actually used it from our daughter's Indian name given to her. It's one of those names that I guess all Pueblo members are get a name at time of birth when we were small. We're given our traditional Tewa name. Our English name is given later, but this is one that we carry on throughout our traditional life from our day of birth till we pass on. And this is how we're known traditionally and during our ceremonial activities or social activities that we have at the Pueblo. So anytime that we're out there, we are called by our traditional names, Tewa names. Like I would say, back in the early days, it was more common to hear of traditional names and not none of the, I guess, more common English names. So now you see a lot of our artists now changing their traditional names, like one of our well-known artists that we have from San Ildefonso Pueblo. His English name is Eric Fender, but he goes by Tan Sire, which translates to sunbird. So you'll see a lot of artists actually translating their names going back to their old traditional Tewa names.
Wow, that's cool. Let's talk about the Native American Venture Acceleration Fund Award. Last year, you were granted funds soon after you relocated to your current location, which is not far from Buffalo Thunder Resort and right next to the popular restaurant Gabriel's. Can you share a summary of your first proposal and what prompted you to seek that funding?
My wife and I sat down and decided, let's go for this and see what we can do. And one of our biggest things that we wanted to do when we started our gallery and talking to other folks in the same type of business was they directed us that we needed to do a website. And that was one of our biggest things that we were focused on that first year.
And what was the impact of the funding, Elmer?
The impact on that funding was a tremendous impact. We had started our own little website, but after we got the grant and got a real professional to help us out with it, it changed things around where we have more individuals saying, what a nice website. We saw your website. We went to your website. That's how we located you.
That's great. In this day and age, having a website is essential. I'm interested, what really inspired you and your wife to open an art gallery in the first place?
One of the things that we like to do, or especially my wife, is trying to give back to the community or to communities in certain areas. And we thought by doing this, we could do it as a lot of folks don't have a place to go get traditional wares, and that was our focus first. And we said, well, make it a simple and easy where they can come here. We have traditional wear, or make it easy for them to buy things, and if not, we can help them locate the items that they need. So this was our way of trying to get back to them. So that's what pretty much got us started on this particular route.
Great, Elmer. And, you know, I've visited the gallery many times, and every time I come by, I notice you taking time to talk with customers, to provide stories and education about the art. You even made a video as long as 30 minutes about some of the art. So that makes me wonder, how do you decide who gets displayed in your gallery?
It's a matter of talking to the artists. If we find that they are interested in being our gallery, the way we have it, being Native American owned, because the other thing that we look for is the commitment from them to make sure that they do have artwork coming in. Those are things that we look for in an artist, that we know that they're a committed artist or a serious artist, and we like to do is help them any way we can to promote their art, because a lot of them, they're known, but not as well as they should be. Now that we're getting to be on the map, people are knowing who we are, and they know which some of the artists are in our gallery. Some of the artists actually develop their own videos of themselves making their artwork. So when certain people come in, I do is I'll put one of the videos in, it thoroughly explains this from start to finish on some of the artwork, and they get a better perspective of how much time goes in, how much work, and what really goes into a piece.
Do you represent artists throughout northern New Mexico? What's the scope of your gallery?
Currently, we do represent